We'll sing a bit later on, because these songs will form part of the prayer as we pray for what God wants to release here and all over. You know, today there's a lot that God wants to do here in our hearts and our minds and our lives and all around us, and giving us a deep understanding of what it is to be seated with Christ. And one of the things that we see there with David and the temple, he appointed gatekeepers. And the gatekeepers were given charge of the key to open. And remember, so they were given authority to use the key to open the temple. And remember when Jesus speaks about, I give you the keys of the kingdom. And then at the Great Commission, Jesus then goes on and he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go. And that's when Jesus gives the keys for the body of Christ. So we have been given the authority to open and release the reality of God's kingdom here on earth. We've given that authority, and that's why as the Holy Spirit is helping us to understand what it is to be raised with Christ Jesus, to understand not only are we born again, but also we have a position in the heavenly realms. And that's important for us. And so today we want to release more of that. We're going to be praying a bit later on as we're going to be taking communion. We'll be praying together as a family this morning. But the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is amongst us. And today there's a release for healing. There's a release for just the kingdom of God, because Christ did good in the eyes of God. When the Israel kings did evil in the eyes of God, there was a problem. When the Israel kings did good in the eyes of God, there was incredible blessing. Jesus, the great king, did good in the eyes of his Father, so his kingdom is full of goodness. And it's the goodness in the kingdom that I'm releasing, whatever that may be in your life today, in our lives today. Because it's very, very tangible. It's very, very strong. And so as we're going to go through this morning, I believe the Holy Spirit will give better understanding, because we're pressing into a time where we need to experience a dimension of faith that goes beyond just the word faith, but to enter into a greater dimension of experiencing the life of faith, the power of faith, the DNA of faith, because remember, the Word of God is alive and active. So whatever is released, it's alive and it's active, it's powerful. And we are wanting to now to go into, so we begin to understand what the substance of faith really feels like, tastes like, the experience of the substance of faith, that which is unseen for the natural eye, but with faith you see it, and it's a substance, it's very real, very tangible. And so the kingdom of God is very real, very tangible. Later on we're going to be, as we have communion, we want to be releasing and loosing the reality of the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus, what he has done. So it's not just words. We want to start to experience the substance of the blood of Jesus, the power of that blood. It's a substance, the freedom, the cleansing power of the blood, the atoning power of the blood. The same with the body. But I want us to, that's the body of Christ. We want to participate and experience the substance of the powerful body of Jesus that took upon himself, say, our sicknesses, disease, etc. and so be able to loose that over a community, so a community can start to enter into the healing power of Jesus Christ. So that's why we are learning now to move beyond the word of faith, but into the reality, the life of faith, more and more and more. And so from today onwards, we will start to see that growth. It's going to be quite a rapid growth for us to be able to really participate. And that's why, as we sing a bit later on, it's about the blood of Jesus. We're going to give thanks for the blood of Jesus, but from the position of being in the heavenly realm, in the throne room of God, the Lamb of God, and we're going to be thanking Jesus for His blood. But also we're going to be using that one song by Leland there, that the blood speaks a better word. And again, we're going to be releasing that over our community, over the body of Christ, over South Africa, the blood of Jesus. But it's tangible. It's a substance. It's not just words. The blood of Jesus is alive. It's active. And it's by faith you see that, you experience that. And that's why we're moving into a place now. If you can recall last year, you've got good memories. And I shared last year, the last 2 years, November, God always gave a word to decree. And it's always after the 31st of October, which we know is the Halloween, where the demonic get and they decree certain things, because Halloween is the time when the demonic folk get together and they check to see how far they are with their demonic assignments. And they take stock take. And then they say, okay, we've only done 1 million abortions. Our target was 1.5 million abortions. So they plan and they go out to increase, to do whatever they can to reach their target. Because if they don't reach their target by the new year, then there's a bit of a punishment, there's a bit of an issue taking place in the demonic realm. And so all the time God was sharing with us, that's their plan, and He gives us a word to decree. Now God's giving us a strategy before that takes place, so that we, as the body of Christ, with the keys of the kingdom, seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, with the authority of Jesus, can now begin to say no. See, we now need to start to understand the authority in our prayers and our decrees and our proclamations, to start dealing so that our nations can start experiencing the kingdom of God that's within us being released, because our will, our voice, key to allow the kingdom to be released, the living waters to be released from within us. Okay, that's why we're learning faith, because faith is a speaking reality as well. What I believe, I speak. So it's no use just saying, I believe the kingdom of God is here. I speak, God's kingdom is here. And that releases for anyone to be able to receive and to be able to, by faith, thank you and experience whatever Jesus wants to do in our lives. And it's an open invitation, because His kingdom is a good kingdom. It's full of life. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on. So you can sense the tone is changing, the atmosphere is changing, the spiritual calling upon us, our mandate is getting more focused and directed into what God has called us. And that's why He told us to pray for the body of Christ way back in April, so that the body of Christ can understand what it is to be seated and start to have authority, the kingdom authority, and not be ground bound and praying from a ground bound position, because it's just so soulish, the minds and the opinions and the reasoning and the, you know. One thing that we've got to understand, and this is why to be seated with Christ is so important, because when we are praying from our own opinion, remember what James said, there are two kinds of wisdom. The wisdom of man, the soulish wisdom, is demonic inspired. And that's why there's a jealousy, there's a fear, etc. in James chapter 3. But now when we are seated with Christ and we're now praying with the wisdom of God, that's the wisdom of God. That's the power. And that's why we're getting away from ground-bound, soulish kind of prayers, because that's just the same as James speaks about. It's demonic, it's human, it's demonic wisdom. And we don't, because Satan has blinded the minds. And so that's why it's the demonic realm. So we are learning to practice now how to be seated with Christ. We're learning how to understand what it is to be seated on the throne of love. Because authority, it's not operating on the throne of love. It's a mess. It's self-centered. And so we are learning what it is to be seated with Christ on the throne of His love and be able to have His thoughts, get the strategies of Him, and then begin to speak what He's told us to speak. But there's also the faith action. So the faith is the speaking and the action that goes ahead to demonstrate what we believe. Okay. So just to recap, we've been looking at being seated with Christ at Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. We've been seated, raised with Christ, seated with Him in the heavenly realms. And we looked at Romans chapter 8, in verse 14 onwards, where we were seeing over there that because we have received the Holy Spirit, we are no longer slaves, but we are sons. And we are co-heirs. We are heirs and co-heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're still busy exploring. We're still busy growing in that. We're still busy day after day getting more insight, more understanding of what that means. How does it look? How does it work? How do we operate as co-heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and on earth? So, to understand that, because we want to pray from a position of being in the Spirit just now, again, to understand that, I'm going back to where we spoke about when God created man. So, in Genesis, let me first read you a portion in Hebrews chapter 12, and then everything is linked to that. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, when speaking about God disciplines His sons. And remember, sons is a generic word for sons and daughters. Okay? It's mankind. Now, look what he says over here. Moreover, in verse 9, moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father, that's God, of our spirits? Interesting. How much more should we submit to our Heavenly Father, the Father of our spirit? Okay, capture that, because we want to pray being seated with Christ from a born-again reality of what it is to be in Christ Jesus and to know by the Spirit who testifies to our spirit, Abba Father. So in Genesis chapter 2, when God creates mankind, and he then verse 8, now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there He put the man He had formed. And the Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye, but there was no man to work the ground. Now we read, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and he became a living being. So we notice, as we shared previously over there, that when God created man, notice this, out of dust, out of the ground, and then God breathed into him his spirit of life. So man was created to be able to live on the earth and also to live in the spirit realm. We were created to occupy the spirit realm and the earthly realm. That's how we were created. Okay? When the fall came, God removed his spirit from man and man became ground bound, but they were still able to operate in the spiritual realm. And so all kinds of worship and things took place after that. And so you get the whole religious stuff there because man is created to be able to live here plus to live originally in the kingdom of God. But because of the fall, because of the Spirit of God leaving, man could not now live in the kingdom of God because sin. God is holy. Something had to be done. That's that separation that we often speak about. So then, remember when the Nicodemus comes in John chapter 3, and when... No, let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, the birth of Jesus. Man was created so to live on the earth, God's spirit in him, so that he can live also in the kingdom of God. The fall comes. Jesus comes as a man, born his mother, but he was conceived by Holy Spirit. So that what Adam and Eve lost because of their disobedience. Here we see Jesus once again being born out of the dust and God breathing back into his son Jesus Christ. So once again in Jesus, when we get born again by the Spirit of God, we now, because we are in him, we now are the people that now live in two realms at once. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. He's restored what Adam lost. We as believers, we are the people, the kingdom of priests, redeemed by the blood of Christ Jesus, the power of the blood, the substance that brought us out of being so ground-bound and our spirit operating and connecting with all kinds of demonic forces. Now we've been taken out of darkness. Now we can live on this earth, yet our spirit seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, raised with Jesus. This needs to be revelation by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, it sounds like whoa. And this is why the Holy Spirit, that's why the kingdom of God is amongst us. So that we can begin to, wow, God, we're in this kingdom. We can live in your kingdom now. Your kingdom is within us now. Plus, I'm also on this earth. So now, because all authority has been given to you, Jesus, you are the one that's commissioned us. Now, on this earth, I can now not only live in the reality of being in the spirit realm in the kingdom of heaven, but also I can make that known here on earth. So Jesus taught us to pray, our Father in heaven, the Father of our spirits. In heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We have been given the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind, whatever we loose. So we want to loose the blood of Jesus today. We want to loose the body of Jesus. And the gates of Hades, the gates of hell cannot overcome the power of the blood of Jesus because he has all authority. So this is now a time where we're pressing in to be able to take things seriously, no longer just the words, but now to have this forceful men and women force their ways into the kingdom. There's a zeal to be able to, yes, we want to advance your kingdom. That's what it means. No passiveness. It's a zeal. There's a desire within us to see the kingdom of God become a reality here in South Africa, in our homes, in our situations. The questions we need to get through, because there's a lot of safety helmets that we have on. And very often we, like for sicknesses, very often the sovereignty of God can be a safety helmet. oh, God doesn't want to do this, etc., etc. But in the kingdom, there's no sickness. You see, that's the reality. In the kingdom, there's no addictions. In the kingdom, there's none of that stuff. There's no brokenness. The kingdom of God is here. And Jesus says, unless you're born again, you cannot see and you cannot enter the kingdom. Because we need once again to have our spirit raised from the dead with His Holy Spirit, so that once again we can now be seated. We can now live as children of God. We can now live in the reality of the kingdom of God and on the earth realm at the same time. This is good news. So how do we pray for a nation if we don't understand this? Can you see why it's so important for us to begin to understand the reality of our Heavenly Father being the Father of our spirit? Because He breathed, originally He breathed His spirit into us. And then we became a living being. We've been born again. Now we have again Holy Spirit. Why does Jesus call the devil, who is spirit, being the father of lies? He says that the devil is your father. You've been taken out of the dominion of darkness, we're brought into the kingdom of God. And so we now have the incredible joy of our spirit being alive and fathered by our Heavenly Father. And that's why, as we're going through this teaching at the moment, all the time the Lord has been sharing with us now, and I think today there will be a better understanding to realize, but Father, You're the Father of my spirit. Therefore, I thank You and I receive Your fatherhood. I'm not going to fight Your fatherhood anymore. I'm going to allow You to father me because You're the Father of my spirit. And that's a good place to be. And all of a sudden, we start to live from our true identity as rightful children of God. How do we pray? And you will notice now, as we grow in this, you will look, this is how I was praying. But now, as I get revelation of my Father being the Father of my spirit, now I've been created to be able to live on earth and in the spiritual realm at the same time. All of a sudden, you will find there that things open up. The understanding, because your mind is being renewed to the fact that our Heavenly Father is the Father of our spirit. We've been raised with Christ Jesus. We are seated with Him. We've been created to dwell in both realms at the same time. So now we start to move away from our own soulish mindsets. And now we're starting to have a mind and a heart on the things above. Now we start to understand what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. Because that's where we dwell. Although we're dwelling on the earth, because we're created from dust. So but now first seek the kingdom of God. So Father, here we are. Share with us. What's your thoughts for the day? What's your plans for the day? What do you want to do? Now that I'm there, now I can seek the earthly realm, because now let me go and seek where the kingdom can manifest. It's good. It's good to be as there when Jesus speaks about John the Baptist. It's good to be those people that forcefully enter, forcefully advance. Go after the kingdom of God with the zeal and the passion that's within us. So that's where we've been for a while. This. As we step into this reality more and more, we will begin to get God's strategy. We will begin to get a better understanding. And one of the things God has shared, what is a now reality, and that's why we're speaking about, is what we will call these incredible faith bombs. Explosion of faith. Can you imagine a body of Christ in Metsimaholo or Vereeniging or Van der Byl? Can you imagine the body of Christ who actually believes that we are seated with Christ? Can we imagine people of faith that know the promises of God, that God, they know what God has spoken, moving in that powerful faith, faith explosion? Hey? Can you begin to see the reality of the destiny of a nation when the family of God, from John 17, as we've been praying, the family of God, all of us beginning to move into the reality of understanding not the word faith, but the life of faith, the reality, the substance of faith, the power of faith? Can you imagine the voice of the body of Christ? Because as we believe, we speak. Can you imagine the words, the conversation that's coming out of the believers of South Africa as we look at our nation? There will be huge repentance taking place from speaking like we've always been speaking about hopelessness into, wow, destiny. See, our words tell us whether we really have faith or there's just a word, a fridge magnet called faith. So, but in the prayers, as God has been helping and sharing as we pray and we seek the guidance of God, one of the things that we need to do today is to come to the place where we are going to be praying that the body of Christ, but also the unsaved, because in order to be born again, they need to be able to experience the gift of faith that God gives. But we realize that the hearts have been hardened. We've realized Satan blinds the minds of the unbeliever. We realize there that for many, religion, particularly religion, has hurt many, many of our folk. And so there's a resistance. We realize, and this is a big thing, we realize that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of God, has only been really a gospel of being born again. And so when people get born again, they're all excited, but yet later on, still struggling with things in their lives, and then they give up. Because they just can't do it anymore. Because the gospel is more than just being born again. It's the life of the Spirit and how to live in the life of the Spirit to experience the breakthroughs and the freedoms. The kingdom of God within us to become so real in our natural lives. And so the hearts have been hardened because they've tried Jesus. But it hasn't worked. It worked for a month. And so there's many, many hardened hearts all over. And today God wants us to pray and release the blood of Jesus, to release the body of Jesus, to be able to deal with the brokenness, to be able to deal with the hardened hearted, because His word speaks a better word than all the lies that the devil has taken. And there's three categories that the Holy Spirit was highlighting. The first one is the matrix, writing exams. Because they're hopeless. Where are they going to go? The father of lies has been speaking, there's no hope for you guys. Why bother? We don't want to have one suicide take place with our matriculants this year. We have the keys of the kingdom to stop it. So we want to loose the power of the blood of Jesus to speak a better word into their lives than what they are hearing from everybody else. The second group of people that is important is the pregnant woman. Because many are saying, what have I done? What have I brought my child into this world? Is there hope for my child? Unbelief, hopelessness. They need to have hope to know that my child's born for a time like this, anointed by the Holy Spirit to do great things for the kingdom of God, to have a kingdom vision, to understand what it is to live being created by the dust, but also having the breath of God within us so that we can live in two realms at once. So as parents, we're able to start to be able to understand how to release the kingdom in the families. So we want to pray for the pregnant woman who are lying there. What have I done? What about the future for my child? We do not want pregnant women to want to commit suicide, or to go into all kinds of drugs and all that kind of stuff, because what have I done? The third group is for the fathers. We want to release the blood and the power of Jesus as we pray this morning. Because many, many fathers are living as orphans. They do not know that Father is the Father of the Spirit. Hebrews 10. And so there are many, many fathers that are living in the hopelessness. There's no hope. I'm not home. And many, many fathers are making decisions to immigrate and do all kinds of things because they don't understand what it is to be home with the Father. And so many fathers are in a place of tremendous hopelessness, despair. We need to pray. And that's what we're doing this morning. The kingdom of God is here. The goodness of God in His kingdom. We have the keys to release it through our prayers this morning. To proclaim it, to pray in these three areas. Can you see the victory? Faith sees it. Faith sees the future of our matriculants. Faith sees where Satan has so bound that they are young people. Faith sees the incredible kingdom of God advancing, setting the captives free. Faith sees these mothers there with their children full of hope. Thank you, Lord. Understanding the times that we're living, understanding the reality of the life of Jesus Christ, understanding the future of their children. Faith sees these things. Same with the fathers. That's why faith is not just words. Faith is very tangible, very real. It's thick. It's alive, it's active. And we want to pray with the prayer of faith. So are you ready to pray? Any questions on what I've just shared before we pray? Because we need to have an understanding that as we pray this morning, we're praying seated with Christ, but we're on the earth. So even in the worship, as we worship, as we are worshiping seated with Christ, but on the earth, we're living in two realms at once. And now we're able to, in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, glorify Him, but also release the prayers at the same time, because we have the keys of the kingdom. And we go back when the Lord spoke, and I've shared this a few times as part of the prayer strategies that God gives through prophets and all kinds, and what God speaks. Simple faith. Accept all the promises of God. Faith bonds need to be released now. Secondly, now for everyone to realize, wow, Father, we are loved by you. Now to learn to be loved by the Father. So we are seated on the throne of love to be able to have authority to rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ. Get the insights. What does he want to do in Petsamaholo or South Africa? How do we pray? How do we release? How do we decree? What's the actions on that position? And then the third part where we're moving into now, more and more, the third part is now our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings. What does he say? Faith comes from hearing. And now we put the action into what he says. And what I know, he has spoken. Pray for these areas. Release the blood of Jesus. We won't release the faith bombs right now. That's preparation time for the hearts to be able to receive. And we want to pray for the release of the hearts. So Paul prayed and he speaks about the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Paul writes there in 2 Corinthians where Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, but notice the connection, and then he says, but the Holy Spirit comes and shines light into the hearts. Oh, that's deep. So we want to pray for the revelation of the Holy Spirit to the hearts that bypasses the deep connection, mind and hearts can't separate. But God speaks and floods it into their hearts so that they can get the revelation of Jesus Christ.